see something, penis something.
Do you think he consummated the marriage by fucking her feet on the wedding night? Let's play.
Stuff to do with his butt. What?
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 246. I'm getting confused because we're recording some of these out of order. But if you haven't checked it out yet, go back and listen to episode 245, where we were very, very lucky to be graced with the presence of Sean Pendergast, special guest Sean Pendergast, who worked with us to review Zapruder Style, scene by scene, frame by frame, the 1984 problematic comedy classic, Revenge of the Nerds. And we also found out that he had a bit part in Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise. So if you haven't checked that out, do go back and check it out. And again, thank you, Shawnee, for helping us out. He was a fantastic guest, and we will certainly use him again when it comes time. We have a nice little rotation of movie reviewers now. If you would like to reach out, we got a bunch. Since we didn't do a regular show last week, we did a movie. We got a bunch of voicemails to catch up on. So if you would like to reach out that way, you can do so. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. You can also send us an email, a bunch of those as well. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. The Facebook page is blowing up. The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook as well. It would be nice if you went to iTunes. And if you're a subscriber on iTunes, unsubscribe and then resubscribe. I heard that it's like new subscriptions are the thing. Not total subscriptions, new subscriptions. So go there, unsubscribe and resubscribe, and do that every week. And then also give us a 5-star review there, please. iTunes.com, The Baller Lifestyle. And Patreon. I reposted something. I owe you guys some Dirty John. I'm balls deep in Dirty John. I know some of you don't like it. I fucking love it. I'm all in on Dirty John. So at some point we're going to recap some of that. Patreon.com/The Baller Lifestyle. And the newest thing that's going on, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast subreddit, TBLS_podcast on the website Reddit, which I'm too old to understand, but that's okay. You're not. The Baller Lifestyle, TBLS_podcast, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast subreddit. Check that out there if you can. Joining me now, as always, co-host of the show, Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I'm following really interested in an international story, and I'm not talking about the G20.
Bodie McBoatface?
No. Oh. Nigerian president denies he died and was replaced by a clone.
Oh, is that Mugabe?
Now, Mugabe, I think he finally died.
He was Zimbabwe.
I loved Mugabe just when the money situation wasn't great. He's like, oh, I know what we do. Just print more money.
It always works. And so Trump's going to try that.
It cost like 20 trillion, whatever their currency was, to buy a loaf of bread at one point.
Yeah.
It was problematic with inflation.
100% chance Trump thinks that's a legitimate way to boost the economy. There's no chance he doesn't. Okay, continue. We don't like to get political.
Well, we're getting political in Nigeria.
Okay.
It's the real me, I assure you, Buhari told a town hall on Sunday.
That's what a clone would say. Yes.
I will soon celebrate my 76th birthday and I will still go strong. That doesn't sound like a human.
No. Mm-mm. This is some AI shit. AI is here. I've seen those robots walking around on Facebook. One that looks like a deer. Now they got one that looks like a fucking human. It's the T-1000.
The story, the initial story about the cloning, Somebody wrote, "The man who parades himself as Buhari is not the real Buhari. It's Jibril from Sudan."
Knew it. I knew it. I knew it. That's such a Jibril move.
I know. Jibril
would totally
shit.
Do that.
He's been pulling this shit for decades.
It's a total Jibril move all the way. And also the Sudanese and the Sudanese are the real tall ones, right? The Dinka.
Yeah.
So I mean, they must be, this guy must be real tall too.
He looks pretty lean. I mean, you don't see tall guys that are 76.
Probably no, that's clone. True. They don't live that long. I had some funny to say and I forgot it. Oh my God. I totally forgot it. Oh well. Yeah. Well, let's keep an eye on
that's
that.
It.
Let's keep
yeah,
it.
I mean, I just like, you know, to keep everybody global and that's, you know, yeah. People were talking too much about what was going on in Argentina when really the real action was in Africa.
Yeah. That's where it's popping, the cloning. Netflix recommendation. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's a movie. It's a movie. Oh. It's called, I love Attell. I haven't watched that yet though. The Crew. It's a French heist movie.
Oh, I put it on my queue. Cause, I read a review or recommendation. Looks awesome.
Dude, it's so good. But you got it. If you turn it on, it'll be dubbed. If you just start playing it, it'll be dubbed. So you have to go into the thing and change it back to original French and with the subtitles. But I was like, my kid's like, can we watch that? And I'm like, yeah, let's watch it. And it was like so heavy. It's like a gritty crime movie like they used to make in the 80s.
Love that.
It's good. It's really good. So highly recommend The Crew on Netflix.
Cool.
I want to tell a story about something that happened at the gym, but we got too much going on. We got so many emails to get, your voicemails to get to. I just want to jump into them unless you have anything else.
No, let's go quick.
Okay, let's jump in. I bet you can guess who many of them are from, but we've been gone for a couple.
You got to pick one.
Of course. We've been gone for a couple weeks. So I want to catch up with some people.
Wait till I see what happens over the next few weeks.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's great. It's going to be hard to get in touch with us. We got a lot going on the next few weeks. Okay. So first let me, and I'm playing these a new way. So I get a little confused because there's so many here and they're mostly from one phone number. So I want to go back because I saw one from a listener that hasn't weighed in a while. I wanted to hear from him. Okay. Wait, is this right? No. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm a bad producer here. I had it and then I lost it. That's Telly Two Putts. Telly Two Putts has a payoff to what he was talking about prior to our break.
Yeah, sure.
We'll get to that one in a minute. First, we got DT in Houston, who we haven't heard from a while. Okay, here we go.
What's going on, ballers? This is DT in Houston. Been a bad listener. I am not hashtag current episode. I started a new job. It sucked. Worked way too many hours. Didn't have time to listen to the podcast.
We don't blame you.
So I apologize for that. But I'm
he's doing the right thing by apologizing.
Reverse order. I think I am on the episode right before y'all go on vacation. And in one of the episodes you mentioned the Uber driver etiquette. I am a part-time professional Uber driver here in Houston, Texas. And I will agree with what you say. We don't want to talk to you either. If you talk, we will talk. If you don't talk, then we need to shut the fuck up.
That's true. But sometimes it says even on there, I noticed on a profile on an Uber I took recently, it said like, makes great conversation about the driver. And I think that there's certain things you can pick from because I think I've seen that before. And I appreciate the drivers that are like DT, but they're not all like DT.
I will also let you know I picked up someone famous.
Oh.
I won't name him. It rhymes with Hef Ross, the roast master himself.
Oh.
Not a tipper.
Whoa.
Not a tipper whatsoever.
Worst thing, so, you know, worst thing you can hear about somebody.
If you got a good Uber driver, give him $1. If he doesn't talk your ear off, if you don't want to talk, give him $1.
Give him $3.
He'll appreciate it more than you know.
Yeah.
Also, going in reverse order, I'm trying to figure out what this Manuel thing is. I'm pretty sure voicemails are supposed to be brief, but unfortunately this guy did not listen before or something. Not hating on the guy, but just cut it back a little bit, bud. All right. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too, DT. Always good to hear
love
from
DT.
You.
The only thing I will say about the tipping, the only time I've done a dollar tip is I've taken some really short, like $5 rides. Maybe I've considered that, but really, you don't tip a dollar.
So I do. I'll tell you this. I know I don't tip a dollar unless, like, I had a comically terrible Uber ride recently while Fancy and I were away. We were away somewhere and we got out of town and we took an Uber and the guy showed up and he was like calling me and I didn't see that my phone was ringing. And he's like, I'm here. I'm out here. What's going on? I'm here. Like he was being a total dick. And then we go out and he's driving a fucking pickup.
What? It's a you're on the front?
No, it had a back seat. But it was not, I mean, still, like, you don't get the kind of leg room that you get in even a smaller sedan. It was weird. Then he was very jerky. He was slamming on the brakes. He was a dick. He was just a dick. He was an asshole. But the thing is that I couldn't tip nothing because he might fuck up my rating.
Oh.
You got to tip. And I was, like, annoyed with him, and I wanted to give him a bad rating, but he hadn't rated me yet. So I had to give him – I think I gave him 4 stars and a buck. But yeah, you never tip a buck.
I still remember the ride that got me a bad rating. Because my rating, I don't take Uber that much,
right?
So my rating is like 4.75.
Yeah, so is mine.
And I know that I'm always, you know, if they want to talk to me, I'll talk to them. Like I try. I think I've mentioned this. You know, we're all humans here. I'm not going to be a dick to somebody or treat them like the help. So I've always been courteous and I've always tipped, but one time I was with my buddies and a couple of them were being drunken
Craig's
assholes.
Threesome guy. Yeah.
They were drunken assholes in the back seat and I could tell, like, this is going to ding my rating.
100%, 100% that this happened to me. This is this exact same thing that happened to me. I got the car. I was in Austin with a couple friends of mine. I got the car. And I got this one buddy that's real impatient and he's super annoying when he's drunk. And he's like, it was after the Texas, we're just leaving Daryl K. Royal Stadium. Hook 'em.
That's a good time.
Absolutely. And so, and there's like a lineup area. There's a corner where everybody gets an Uber and it was just, you had to wait a while. There's a lot of people trying to get cars. Finally, the car comes and my buddies are so drunk, but one of them in particular, and he knows who he is and he doesn't listen to this because he's a friend of mine. He's being a dick and he starts, and the guy was like he's not a non-native dude. And he starts asking him like, you know, hey man, what kind of panties do you like? Do you like G-string? Are you like the lacy ones? And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. And he's like, you like pussy, right? Like he's being a real douche. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry, man. I gave the guy a nice tip, but then I noticed a while later, and I can't be certain, but now my rating's 4.84. And I should have 5 stars across the board. I don't make anybody wait.
I'm a model customer.
Same. I tip.
Right.
I'm friendly.
Right.
I'm
respectful.
Yes. Yeah. I give good directions. All of it.
Yeah, I'm okay, my buddy.
Remember before we did Revenge of the Nerds, our boy Telly Two Putts called in and he had a love problem, a love quandary where he was trying to hook up with this girl, but it turns out, and this is a detail we didn't get. We don't know if it was the last guy she had sex with, but a guy she had sex with caused her to have a stroke.
Yeah.
While she was, and I'm quoting Telly Two Putts here, orgasming. While she was orgasming, she had a stroke and he had the yips about, hey, what do I do? Because I could bang her. And he was, but he was kind of like, what if I don't give her a stroke? Well, I think that would be a win, right?
Yeah. You're not cheering for a stroke.
Yeah, he's like, how can I match the prowess of the guy that caused her to stroke out? So I think this is the payoff. Now, hold on. He's left 2 messages. Let's have a listen to the first one.
And by the way, you don't have to be old. Yeah. Aubrey Plaza had a stroke one time.
Did she?
I think like before she was really famous.
Oh, delightful comic actress. Oh,
she's hot too.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the first email from or voicemail from Telly. Let's see what he has to say. Yeah, that was it. Just 6 seconds of silence and then he hung up. Okay. And then, so then this must be the payoff here. Let's see. Telly, let's see what he has to say.
Hey, boys. Telly Two Butts. Everything happened. Nothing happened. And I don't know. That's pretty much it. So. It was normal. Drunk sex. Whatever. Bye.
Normal what sex? It's
very cryptic. I think he said normal drunk sex or fun sex. Oh, listen.
Normal drunk sex.
Drunk whatever. Sex. What do you think?
I got fun sex that time.
You got fun. I see. Okay, one more time. Here we go.
Hey, boys. Hold on. Telly Two Butts.
Oh, my God. It's not letting me jump ahead. Here we go.
It was normal drunk sex. Whatever.
I'm saying the
funk sex? Did he have sex with Bootsy Collins?
The Google voice transcription says Trunks X.
Oh, he had sex with her in the trunk. Backdoor sex?
Could be trunk sex. Trunk sex. In the boot.
All right.
He did it in the boot. okay, the servant's entrance. Well, see, Telly, that wasn't so bad.
Congrats.
Was it? Okay, now after that, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 messages from...
Pick one.
Pick Manuel.
We had a time crunch tonight.
All very long. And we had one listener, Chris in Maryland, who left a message.
We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Well, he made a gentlemanly request to me that I not play it.
Okay.
So I have to honor that. Fair. But I said that as a result of that, I would now play 2 voicemails from Manuel as penance.
Okay. But it's got to be fast.
This one's 3 minutes long, so that'll just count as 2. And it's just the most recent. I'm just doing the most recent. You leave 7 voicemails.
We love them, but we can only do one in a show.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, there's not a lot of people that have their own song on the show, right?
Right. I forgot this one.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish.
I gotta let it play to the Ish part.
He's my well. Good.
So good. Okay, let's hear from Manuel. Manuel's a great dude, good listener. Let's hear what he has to say. Been a while since we heard from him. Manuel, what do you got going on, brother?
Brad, hey, that was a quick one right there. That was like a 47 fake. You almost had me there. I thought you were going to answer finally. You know who it is, Manuel. I don't know how popular this voicemail is going to be, but it's something I got to get off my chest. So, we all know Hollywood has absolutely no new vision, ideas, etc., you know.
That's why you got to watch the French heist picture, The Crew, on Netflix. Highly, highly recommended. Okay, continue.
Well, I've just passed a billboard on a bus of the Mary Poppins Returns.
Horrible.
Which gets me to thinking, you know, over the most recent years, that abomination of the Ghostbusters remake.
I thought it was good.
Countless others. I'm not a big fan of the remake, and I'm definitely not a fan when they try to gender equate it, you know, equalize it, I should say.
That's not a reason not to like something, I would say.
Putting rods in for the Ghostbusters, or
Ghostbusters
when they try to
good.
Throw a little color into, like, what would usually be, like, a traditionally white movie, throwing a bunch of brothers or a bunch of Mexicans in when it's like, you know, a Robin Hood.
Remake stars a bunch of Mexicans.
Guys, there was no Mexicans or blacks in Robin Hood. So,
oh, is there
Hollywood,
some in this one?
There's no need to put any Mexicans or blacks into remade Hollywood.
Hang on a second. Wasn't Robin Morgan Hood, Freeman in Robin Hood? Like one of the versions?
Yeah, maybe that's the point he's making. I don't know.
No, but then.
I know there's a new Robin Hood.
Yeah, but anyway, I think as for remakes, obviously, like with any movie, it might be good or it might be bad.
Yeah.
True Grit remake by the Coen brothers
was pretty good.
Maybe 100 times
first.
Better than that dog shit John Wayne.
Yeah, John Wayne was so bloated. I'm sort of agree with Manuel, though, that the rebooting, just for the sake of rebooting, is, you know, it's just they think there's a built-in audience. I believe they made a Chips movie that was widely
panned. I love the idea
of
doing something new. However, I think the bigger problem are sequels. Sequels that are just just going through
again,
the same jokes. But but if you are going to do a remake, I mean, what I appreciated about the Ghostbusters, it wasn't like the movie of the year, but if you just took three dudes again and just try to make it, then it's really, there's nothing to it.
Yeah, you could do like Channing Tatum. You could do like a good looking, like Channing Tatum and Zac Efron and someone else that's handsome. Do like a young version. I see both sides. I know what you're saying. If it's good is good.
Good is good. And True Grit is definitely one of my favorite.
Yeah, it was very good.
It's probably the best remake ever, but it's one of the better movies of the last decade for me. I love it.
Unsung character actor. The heavy in that movie, Barry Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Always good. I don't know how he was in that Scientology movie he did where John Travolta was a Klingon.
He was in Battlefield Earth?
Yeah, he was in that. But pretty much everything the guy's in, he's fantastic. Okay, let's let Manuel finish so we can move on.
Just that kind of stuff, you know. I just wanted to see where you guys come out on that.
Oh, I think we've answered.
Because I'm not a fan. I mean, either get some new damn ideas, or if you're going to redo the thing, you know, you don't have to have a token black guy or three Mexican dudes or what have you. You know what I mean?
Tokenism.
Hell, let Tyler Perry do his thing.
He's preaching segregation.
So, yes.
I mean,
he's saying
quality product.
Let Tyler Perry do black. Tyler Perry's
terrible.
PC crap. Enough of the rainbow of flavors, trying to make everybody happy.
Hang on a second.
You know what I mean?
Manuel's a Latino.
Movie. I don't need to see, you know, another Mexican dude to associate myself with the damn movie.
No.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
What if we made Stand and Deliver and it was all white guys?
Shot cola, make you holler.
Wouldn't be the
get
same, would it?
Dollars, microphone, pimping, podcasting, all up in your ass.
But what if the argument that movies with diversity now reflect what life looks like?
I get what he's saying, that sometimes things reek of tokenism, but if it's a natural fit, I mean, there people of different races exist.
Like these new Star Wars, people are like, oh, they had to add a black person. Well, there are black people in
that poor Asian woman had to delete her social media because these nerds were coming after her.
Yeah, she wasn't Princess Leia and Leia in the bikini.
Right. And meanwhile,
an ordinary, you know, girl.
They had Princess Leia floating in space, where she would have imploded from the pressure.
She's Jedi,
and coming back to life. I mean, I'm not, you know, like if you're gonna be mad at that movie. Also, they went to some weird casino where Justin Theroux was there for no reason. Like, if you're going to pick apart
Del Toro was there.
He's also there. They're both there. Theroux was there.
Oh.
If you're going to pick that movie apart, like,
I thought the Asian girl was
having,
good.
Yeah, having an Asian heroine would be like not even on the list. There were so many bad things about that movie. So I don't agree. You couldn't remake Blood In, Blood Out and make all the Bound by Honor. I know Manuel knows what I'm talking about. Because you couldn't make that with all white guys. And the whole movie is about a white guy that grows up Mexican. I'm just saying, like, there's people write these things and they are what they are. Okay. Thank you for that, Manuel. We do appreciate you as a listener.
Absolutely. You're a fantastic dude. And I love that.
Yeah. You're a fantastic dude. We like your calls. Please call, but just maybe not seven times. Okay, Ed. He's so easy to hate. Let's do some.
Come on. We got to go.
Let's do a couple of voice or emails. Ballers and Kate, hashtag current episode, hashtag every episode, hashtag Friday Facts. I listened to Ed's review of Bohemian Rhapsody and basically agreed, with the best part being all the music in the movie. I mean, Queen. You can't question Queen. They're a fantastic band. I don't think they left one song out. I was fascinated by the Live Aid part, which I found out later was shot for shot and beat for beat from the original concert. I even went on YouTube to confirm. I can recall watching that live as a child. I watched the concert in the summer before I started 10th grade. On the other side of the coin, don't you mean grade 10, Doug? On the other side of the coin, I surrendered my man card by admitting I went to A Star Is Born and really loved it. I thought Gaga was great. Hey, Doug, if that means surrendering your man card, then mine just fucking went through the shredder. Because I was balls deep on A Star Is Born. I love Gaga. I was into it 100% with you. To make up
Movie too.
Yeah, it's good.
Those music scenes I felt like were going a little too long for me. I didn't love the music.
It was not a perfect movie. I don't think it was an important movie.
I thought she was
fantastic.
He was very good.
Brad Cooper is a heavyweight star. You know, the source material is a little sappy, but you can't take anything away from what Gaga did in that movie. She's fantastic. To make up for it, I'm going to Creed 2. Okay, you can let me know how that one is.
I saw it. It's like Rocky 3, if you like that.
Yeah. Like, Clubber Lang. Does
with a little bit of 2, because there's a pregnancy involved.
Does Ivan Drago...
And there's a Drago, so that's part of 4, too, right?
Does Ivan Drago Jr. offer to take Adonis Creed's wife back to his apartment and fuck her real good, like Clubber Lang did to Adrian in Rocky 3.
Show you what a real man.
Yeah. I'm going to take you back to my apartment. And I'm like, wait, the heavyweight champion of the world, living in a one bedroom?
No, maybe, it's not much different. There's some issues. But it's a good, like, entertaining, you know, very Rocky 3-ish kind of vibe.
Yeah, I'll wait till it's on Netflix. Regards, that's from our friend Doug, the Canadian living in Houston. Thank you for that, Doug. Another one, Brian. I am just now catching up with last week's podcast episodes due to some holiday travel. So that would be he's talking about like episode 244, maybe 243. On the episode from Wednesday the 21st, you mentioned that you tweeted about a hero creating the new TBLS subreddit, and some idiot tweeted back at you that it was a liberal definition of the word hero. I didn't say idiot. Well, I have to admit, that idiot was me. I have no idea why I would have thought at the time that it would be funny, but obviously it was pretty much just douchey. As an apology / olive branch, I have now become a Patreon member, a step I probably should have taken months ago. Keep up the good work. That is from Andy in Indy, a hero listener, falling on his sword for the team. I just didn't understand. So I assumed you were trying to be funny, but I didn't understand. Thank you for that, Andy. You are a hero, and I appreciate you coming clean via email. And here's another one. Ballers, loved the Nerds review and loved Shawnee the Cablin Asian. However, after the pod was over, I couldn't sleep. A burning question went unanswered, and it's been bothering me ever since. Well, I lost my place on the page. I'm trying to do two things at once here. Sorry. I mean, Brian set it on a tee for Ed, and Ed swung and missed miserably. I think we were all on the edge of our seats waiting for Ed to ask those six little words. Is Ted McGinley a loud comer? Is that loud
comer? I was getting that.
It's hard when we have mixed company on the show. Because they don't get the references.
You know? I was trying to get there, and you you kind of shut it down. You're like, yeah, I think you play tennis, and then it just
yeah. It's doing those movie reviews is so hard because I'm trying to keep up because we're going through the movie scene by scene, so I'm trying to keep up and not miss anything. So it's probably my fault more than anything. And it never happened. Maybe because Sean was there. I don't know. Another thing I noticed is that the song that the Nerds won the contest with has exactly the same beat as the Baller Lifestyle theme song that Brad in New York wrote. Maybe Brad or someone can do a mashup putting Brad's rhymes over Lewis's beats. That would be cool. Finally, Daily's Choice, Ed.
Oh.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I make. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Touring Octogenarian Edition. For those of you that don't know, this is a game we play where Ed has the choice. He's at the urinal. He's got a famous person at either side of him. He can only look at one of their dicks. He's got to make a choice. Touring Octogenarian Edition. I don't think either of these gentlemen are in their 80s, but they're probably getting there. Alice Cooper. Real name like Vince something. Or Elton John. Real name, Reginald. I don't know his last name.
Dwight.
Reginald Dwight. Alice Cooper or Elton John. Whose dong are you having a gander at, Ed?
I feel like Cooper would be pretty, have like pretty mangy hair. I feel like it would be kind of gross. Reginald yeah. Dwight. An insane talent.
Hugely talented. Madman Across the Water, get the fuck out of here.
Gotta think he's girthy and manicured. I mean, yeah, he's not in ideal shape, but
yeah, I mean, he does. Here's the problem. He's got that antique lesbian vibe to him.
Yeah.
So there could be a lot of excessive body fat that kind of envelops the dong.
Yeah, but
I should still check it out.
Cooper would be kind of gross looking, I think.
Yeah. Either way. I mean, it'd be a tough choice. That might be one where you just keep looking straight ahead.
if I have to choose, know? I'm going Rocket Man.
Okay, yeah. Elton John. That is from Steven Spring. Thank you very much for that, Steve. Thank you for everybody that reached out. If you would like to reach out, you can do so as well. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Okay, Ed, what has happened in the world of sports? Let's do some headlines.
All right, Philip Rivers' wife is pregnant with their ninth child. What the fuck? Is he Mormon? It's just Christian.
No, he's a Quiverful. Hold on. I'm going to Google it right now. He's a Quiverful is a – it's a sect of Christianity. It's a Quiverful – Wikipedia. Quiverful is a movement of conservative Christian couples. It is most widespread in the United States but has adherents in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and elsewhere. The movement sees children as a blessing from God, and it encourages procreation. Have you spent any time around children? Abstaining from all forms of birth control, including natural family planning, which I assume to mean is pulling out, which is undefeated. Pulling out is – it works every time. And sterilizations, adherents are known as Quiverful, Full Quiver, Quiverful Minded, or simply QF Christians. I'm not 100% certain, but it's my understanding that Philip Quivers is an adherent.
He seems like a real prick.
And I know he gets real into the game.
In college against Maryland was 0-4, so he can go fuck himself.
Well, I mean, he went to NC State.
I mean, I guess it's not good for the planet Earth for people to be having 9 kids. You used to have that 100 years ago because you knew about 4 of them weren't going to make it. Die.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not true. Good.
It's too many kids.
Hilton fires employee who posted a picture of a lynching of Florida State coach Willie Taggart.
I mean,
Florida. What did he think he was going to do here?
He's in Florida. Like,
super stupid.
Yeah, very dumb. Very dumb, appropriate reaction by his employer.
I'm going to sneak in a one I just read at the last minute. NFL legend Brett Favre and some other celebrities were tricked into taping video messages for anti-Semitic group. Good job, Brett.
It was like
I'm glad it was on their
Instagram or something.
I'm glad you made that extra $150 or whatever. I mean, how much is enough? The guy lives in fucking Mississippi.
I heard it was like $500, and they got like Soulja Boy to do like some white power thing. I mean, it's actually, here's the thing about these things is it's usually, and I don't know one thing. I haven't even read it. I just heard somebody talk about it. It's usually just people that are fucking trolls. Like, they're not necessarily like in with the white supremacy movement, and I don't know if that's the case here, but it's just like, let's see if we can do this, and then it's actually effective.
Let's see how far we push it. But I would have them doing Hall & Oates lyrics. I would have them doing Maneater lyrics. Like, see if I can get Brett Favre to sing Maneater for me.
Yes, like as a make-a-wish.
She only comes out at night.
A make-a-wish kid really wants you to post a video of yourself in a Frankie Say Relax t-shirt.
Just want to say relax, don't do it.
Okay, what else?
Just to remind everybody that the NFL is full of ghouls in management. NFL safety Eric Reed has been drug tested 6 times in 8 games. They fucking hate these guys. Him and Kaepernick.
He's the kneeler.
Redskins, all their quarterbacks keep breaking their legs, and they're like, you know what? Let's work out JP Losman or like just random chromium. Mark Sanchez is their starting quarterback right now.
Nobody will even
work out Kaepernick. They won't even work out. Derek Reed kicked out of the league.
You know who they should bring in is Steve DeBerg.
Steve DeBerg. He's just ready. That old creepy elbow he used to have.
Yeah. Him and or Vinny Testaverde. I guarantee you, Vinny Testaverde, fantastic athlete. I guarantee you he could come in and he could throw for 200 yards and 2 to 3 picks this weekend. Let's work him out. Let's get Vinny Testaverde out.
Yeah, but he could never hit the meatball at the top of the Christmas tree on Letterman.
No, he could. He could.
Let's go to non-sports. We've got a lot of good ones. Woman spent months in jail because cops thought her old cotton candy was meth. Now,
I mean, this happens.
If only there was a way to test it.
A lot of times those testing kits are wrong. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's right. I did see a story.
It turns blue. The mountains turn blue. They put it in the little vial and it turns blue. But it turns out that millions of different things turn blue that aren't cocaine or meth.
Yeah, and also it was clearly wrong, but an adult eating cotton candy is problematic on its own.
So disgusting.
Mike. It's so gross. I remember as a kid, that was at carnivals and kids were so excited to get it. And I could not believe how bad it was.
So bad. I recall one time at the county fair, my daughter, she was probably about 4 years old, and she's like, I want some of that cotton candy. And she knew she wanted it so bad. And I'm like, you're not going to eat that. And she's like, no, I will. I promise. I want it so bad. Give me that cotton candy. And I went over there and I forked out the like $4 or whatever it was.
Overpriced $7 probably. Sponge sugar. Yeah.
And she barely, like as soon as it hit her tongue, she was so disgusted by it that it was immediately flung away to the ether. Cotton candy, disgusting. If you like it, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
The island where a missionary was killed is getting rave reviews on Google.
See? I like that. TripAdvisor. You got to go there.
the whole concept of missionary is such an arrogant thing.
Yeah.
Hey, right. I'm going to save you. I'm gonna show you the way. I
you
know
need
the way.
This.
First of all, it's cool if you believe in something. Nobody knows shit. Not one person. And that goes for Bill Maher, who's so certain that he knows, you know, that there's nothing.
Like, there's nothing. Sure.
Like, nobody's certain of anything. So the concept of a missionary telling you how it is, I just got to save these primitive people.
Fuck, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. I'll show you the way. What way, dummy?
Yeah, you're not showing
some
people
book?
Shit. You're just telling them what you think. Get out of here.
Some book with some bullshit in it? Like, I guess we'll all find out someday.
Yeah. You remember the Proud Boys? They were kind of dicks in the summer.
Yeah, it's the guy from Vice magazine started it, and they're like, they're white supremacists.
McGinnis.
Yeah.
Canadian. I guess they're having some issues, and they've got a new set of Proud Boy rules.
Oh, let's hear them.
Less fighting.
Oh.
No cargo shorts.
Well, that's a good rule.
Less jerking off.
Ooh. They're part of the anti-fap movement now. Maybe they're like, hey, we're cool with black people now and Jews, but we're anti-jerking off. If we catch you jerking off, we're going to punch you in the street.
Yeah, one
and get behind that.
Rules 1 and 3 are going to conflict with each other. You don't get the poison out.
Yeah,
the fighting is not going down. I can tell you that.
That's the whole reason. It's because they're incels. They can't get it. They can't get laid, and they blame everybody else for their problems. So they got to go out and fight because the white man can't get a break in this country.
Yeah,
I will say this.
Poor guys.
I mean, no cargo shorts. That should just be a.
It's a bad
universal
look.
Rule.
It's a bad look. But
yeah,
I did used to wear cargo shorts.
I mean, I've owned a couple pair.
Yeah,
back when it was appropriate.
But it's a bad look. Now, you know, we've done so many negative stories, but there's a hero out here. An anonymous activist is getting potholes fixed by drawing giant penises around them.
Hero.
I mean,
that is
great.
Dick drawing is hilarious.
You will get people to deal with it.
They'll fix it.
Because,
they'll go out
and
fix it
right away. Our puritanical government will be like, oh, well, we can't have penises in the streets. So they're fixing them.
Drawn dicks. And that's just a good rule of thumb. Like if you see something out of place, see something, say something, or
see something,
draw a dick on it.
Penis something.
Yes.
See something,
good.
Penis something.
See something, penis something. That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to real rednecky part of New York State, Buffalo. The Buffalo area, a man fired his Civil War cannon at his neighbors for 8 straight days during a dispute.
And so,
well, two
is this
things.
Second first Amendment of, issue?
Yeah, well, first of all, he's got a working Civil War cannon?
That's a thing. I know.
They work?
The giant fat guy from Blues Traveler, John Popper.
Oh, he's big with knives, isn't he?
He's all weapons. He's a devotee of any kind of weaponry, and I believe he owns a cannon that he's – and I think he might be an upstate New York guy as well. Was this John Popper?
I saw the guy.
Was
his
he blowing,
name
that,
Brian
blowing
Malta.
That juice hopper?
Brian Malta.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't
guy.
Look like a happy-go-lucky guy, which if your thing is Civil War cannons, probably isn't.
No, definitely
you're probably
not
living a happy life. There was a DC clerk in an official capacity that did not realize that New Mexico was a part of the United States and rejected a New Mexican's ID and labeled it foreign.
Wow, Nueva Mexico. And
buddy,
is in
you know James K. Polk? We took
yeah,
care of it.
This they didn't know New Mexico. I mean, does that surprise you?
That's a funny line from – there was a Simpsons I remember. Mr. Burns was like, whoa, whoa, there's a New Mexico?
Yeah. yeah, not surprised at all by that.
Starbucks, there was a lot of talk about this. I thought we should discuss. Starbucks will ban porn on its free Wi-Fi in all U.S. stores next year.
What is this, China? Does the technology exist for that? I guess they do because, like, at schools and stuff, you can't get on porn sites.
Yeah, I can't. I I don't go to Starbucks, and I kind of want to now to see, like, do people do that? They just go to the coffee shop and like, hey, let me see, you know, triple penetration video.
You know what I see is a lot of like sales douches, like updating their, like, you know, hey, I want to get credit for this deal I just made. Like, right. They race to Starbucks and get online so they can get hooked up. Or, you know, there's a guy that writing a script. You see a lot of that too. Script writers.
And
but I've never seen any porno watchers.
Yeah. And also I there was a lot of uproar over Tumblr getting rid of porn. People don't realize there are other porn websites. People are losing their shit.
I'll be honest. I come at that from a different perspective.
I mean, I thought
Tumblr was only porn.
Yeah,
I didn't realize there was non-porn Tumblr.
I set up a Tumblr page when I was promoting my book, like just as a place to put stuff. But I haven't been on there in years.
Well, but I saw that their usership was something like 21 million people. I have to assume that's a day. Hmm. It's a or just people accounts or whatever. That's a pretty low number in terms of website visiting.
I'm guessing porn ban isn't going to help.
Yeah, who's in charge over there at Tumblr? Like, what are they like? Twitter's got the microblogging thing down, and also Twitter's fucking riddled with porn. Like, all the Tumblr people are going to go over to Twitter and just do porno things on Twitter now. Mm. So I just like just leave it how it is. I would say just leave it porny on Tumblr.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
There's an Arizona man who shot himself in the dick and balls at a Walmart.
Good guy with a gun
in the meat department.
Do you think his gun was a young black man holding a cell phone?
Facing the other direction?
Is that what the issue is? Did his gun reach in – did his dick reach in his waistband for something?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Quickly.
I looked down there. I thought you were a congresswoman. Sorry. I
thought gun guys were the guys that were supposed to know you're not supposed to point the gun at your dick. You're supposed to have a holster for it,
But I don't know. I didn't think anything could go wrong with a gun unless you had bad intentions.
Right. Well, it's not the gun's fault. It's the guy's fault.
Right.
But maybe, I don't know. Maybe we just make sure you know how to use a gun before we let you have one.
What? Don't infringe upon my rights.
Well, you have to get a driver's license.
Nope. Where do you think we live? We don't need training.
Oh,
restrictions.
I mean, guns pretty dangerous. I don't know. Like,
there's lots of good reasons to have a gun.
I'm all for responsible gun ownership, but the guy that shoots his dick off, like, I feel like we shouldn't let him have a gun.
Also, who are you to tell him what to do with his gun?
Also, he doesn't have a dick anymore. He's dickless, and I propose we make him gunless.
You know how like they make the story and the guy is giving quotes to the press? That's where you're like, hey, can you leave me out of this? Because like, everyone's going to know I don't have a dick and balls.
Yeah. Unless I'll
walk to the hospital. Just
do you think he's eligible? Because, you know, they can transplant dicks now.
They can.
Do you think he's like not eligible? Like Mickey Mantle. Remember Mickey Mantle got a liver and
just kept pounding.
Yeah. And Papa John. Not the Louisville Papa John.
Oh, yeah. Papa John, the one who had sex with his daughter from One Day at a Time.
That one, yeah. Papa John Phillips. Yeah, I think he got a couple livers replaced, and they're just not giving away livers.
Right. Well,
so it's kind of the same.
If I'm the guy at the Walmart, I'm going to Nigeria and asking the clone if he could clone one of his dicks.
Imagine you're one of
looks like he's 6'8".
Imagine you're one of America's fucking heroic servicemen who's been thrust over into some Middle East hellhole for no reason other than corporate profits. And God forbid you run over an IED and you lose your dick. And it's gross to think about, but it happens. And then, but now they can transplant dicks. They're starting to be able to. Yep. And you're like, hey, I'm in line for a dick. And then all of a sudden, some fucking kook in Arizona blows his dick off with a 38, and he knows his congressman or something, like he's a donor, and he goes to the front of the line and he gets a dick before an American hero.
Yeah.
That would be fucked.
Not good.
I would not support that.
Let's stay in the Southwest. There is a woman, this was a big story, but a woman who named her daughter Absidy and spelled it A-B-C-D-E. Well, she's upset because some Southwest Airlines employees laughed at the name. And then, to make it worse, she made like a Facebook video or some video, I saw it, and she's whining about, you know, it's really cruel. I mean, why would you laugh at a little girl? I mean, why would you do that to a little girl? Not realizing she was the person who named that fucking dumb name.
Yeah, you did it.
It's your fault.
To your kid.
There's blood on your hands, lady. Your Absidy.
Your kid's resume is never going to get read unless she changes her name. She adopts
just Abby. She's going to have to lop off everything.
An American name. You see that a lot in the we have a big Vietnamese community here in Southern California. And a lot of times they adopt an American name.
Yeah, maybe that's the only time you see the name Ed.
They're stoked to be here. That's true. It is.
Take that kind of name. They're like, let's just go with something easy and quick.
You know what? It is a lot of
Ed Wong.
Times like an old-timey name. Yeah, it's like Ed or Bill or Don.
Well, I wouldn't say Bill.
I doubt
they're going double L.
I mean, I don't think any of them are going to be picking Don anytime soon. But there are like Henry, like names like that, like old, like English names. They pick those and they want to assimilate is the whole deal. Right. Well, Absidy, imagine every fucking first day of school, this poor Absidy.
And this dumb mom is like, oh, I can't believe it. Can't you believe? Yeah. You fucking idiot.
Nobody can get that on the first try. And I didn't see it, but I heard about this. And it was like they weren't even – the Southwest, those jokesters on the Southwest flight, it sounds like they weren't even like making fun of it. They were just like couldn't pronounce it. You know, they were giggling that they couldn't say a name. They were probably laughing at themselves because they couldn't pronounce it.
I mean, first they probably were wondering if she was serious.
Absidy. Imagine. She's probably a fucking mommy blogger.
She seems type. She's this dumb blonde woman who's like, hey, I can't believe this. You know, it was a really stupid video.
Unbelievable.
Let's take it home to the state that's given us the most stories. Florida woman passes gas, pulls knife on offended man. I cut you. He who smelt it gets cut.
I mean, it's... I mean, she's the offender. Although I don't know that I really.
I think it was at a dollar store, which they all smell like farts.
Right. I don't know that I really confront somebody that like lets it go unless they like lift their leg or like really, you know, style it a lot.
The idea that like the guy's like, ah, disgusting, and she turns around with a fucking knife. And her mugshot, she looks like she's not a happy camper. Maybe just bad gas.
I used to do a lot of yoga. And not every class, but pretty close to every class, every few classes. You're getting these positions and your organs are getting moved around. Colon. Places where gas hides, it gets pushed out of there. Like you're not ready for it. You don't feel it coming. And then all of a sudden makes a noise. And, you know, we just keep our head forward. I recall a time in Jackass, Johnny Knoxville, he went to it and he was letting a lot of it go and took a while. You know, at first the class was like, I think even the teacher was like, hey, it's normal. It happens. You know, it's not a big deal. Our bodies. But then he was really doing it a lot, but it wasn't until he left that the room started laughing. So I got to be honest. I kind of side with Florida woman here. Like,
what?
She was embarrassed. Like, she probably didn't. She didn't mean to do that, and this happens a lot of times. People get embarrassed, and in the moment, they react, and maybe they're armed. Maybe they have a knife on them for some reason because it's Florida, because they're concerned about reptile attacks or jet ski maimings.
By the way, Alice Cooper's real name.
Vince?
Yeah, Vincent Damon Fernier. Fernier.
Wow, that is quite a name.
Yeah. He's 70. He'll be 71 in February.
Yeah. He's kind of the man, Alice Cooper. Okay. So we've been supposed to interview an Australian rapper reached out to us, Ed.
Yeah.
And he wants to come on the show and talk about his career. And I don't know if this is going to work. He hasn't gotten back to me, but I told him I would call him right now. So I'm going to call him. And if he answers, his name's Muggsy. We're going to talk to this Australian rapper right now, assuming.
He reached out to us, right?
Yes, he reached out to us. He's called Muggsy.
Wonder if he's a big fan of Bogues.
Maybe that's where he. No, I can't. He hasn't accepted my Skype request just yet. And so he's not in my contacts because of that. So I don't have high hopes here, but hold on. I'm not giving up.
Are you saying Muggsy's not the technological?
Well, I don't know. He seemed to.
He would be.
Because he's in Sydney. He hasn't read my thing either. He's in Sydney and I'm like, hey, I'm going to call you at 7 p.m. He reached out to me. I said, I'm going to call you at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And he's like, where are you? And I'm like,
it's like 10 in the morning there, right?
Yeah, California. Well, hold on. I go, that's like 2 a.m. your time. And he's like, I'm 19 hours ahead, mate. He's like, that's 2 p.m. And I'm like, yep, that's what I meant. A.M., P.M. It gets confusing. So he seemed to know. He seemed to be aware. And he's promoting. He's promoting his rap. So I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to add him to the call.
Elton John, 71. Add to,
yeah, they're both the same age. That's kind of weird. Not octogenarian, though.
So. Elton John's 11 months older.
Add to call. Okay, here we go. We're calling Muggsy. See how this goes. Here we go. It's ringing. Picked up. I'm like more nervous right now than I was for like my last college.
This feels like the first time I tried to nudge a girl's hand downstairs.
Yeah.
Let's see if this works.
Yeah. Remember the old push the head down move?
I was never too much on the head push because
I was a head. I was a head guy. It doesn't work. An effective move.
The only time I've done it is somewhat in jest when I'm already like with a girlfriend. But I'm saying when you're not even sure how far this thing's going to go, when you have to try to see if at least a hand's getting involved.
Yeah, it's no, I
pretty
get, I
nerve-wracking moment.
Yeah. But see, it didn't even ring. Muggsy. You out there, mate? Should we, and we're not going to link up with Muggsy. I was hoping. I have so many questions. I want to know, because we're juggalos here on the show. Maybe that's why. Maybe there's a juggalo connection. I don't know.
Maybe he's a muggalo. Maybe that's what we'll start a whole movement for.
Yeah, the muggalos. Yeah,
yeah.
I see. There is he has a thing on his Facebook page where it's like a cartoon of him in face paint. Should we? I have some of his songs. Like,
if he does appear on the show.
We have the little time to kill here.
Maybe we play one of his beats with Manuel voicemail. How about that? At the same time. Can you do that?
Like sync them up?
Yeah. Just play them both at the same time. That would be kind of a fun experiment.
Okay, hold on. This is Muggsy's. Also, I'm interested to know, like, is this a relaunch for Muggsy? Because I'm on his SoundCloud page, and it's all the songs are 5 years old.
Maybe that's why he reached out.
It's a pretty long time in the rap world. So this track's called "Understand Me" by the up and coming Aussie rapper Muggsy. Him to review our rap song by Brad in New York.
Oh, is he playing this? Do you want me to read an interview with Muggsy?
Oh yeah. Do you wanna rap it over the song?
Growing up on the hip hop music, just breathing that air for something to use it. It's amazing,
yeah, man.
How these people look at you different.
Music can be your best friend and worst enemy at times.
What, yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to be just like you? Nah. Well, plus one for me.
In the early 2000s era, I've got really into Eminem, Dr. Dre, and Shady Records and such.
People don't pull you in, so all it does is hurt.
I think we're asking a little too much of the internet right now in terms of connection speed. This is sick.
It's kind of annoying that everyone knows Iggy Azalea. You know, she does the whole fake accent. And it is what the world sees as representing Australian hip-hop.
Yeah.
Well, he likes Public Enemy and Rakim. That's good, but he's also influenced by Eric Clapton.
You don't understand me. Comprehend me, yeah, come on.
Well,
you don't understand me.
You don't understand him. I would like to understand him.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I backed it up. I meant to turn it down. Yeah?
The interviewer asked, if you had to pick a current rapper to collaborate on a track with, I'm going to go Shaggy 2 Dope, man. Been getting into a lot of insane clown posse, and I think that would be sick to work with him. I'd probably just bring back some pioneers, you know, try to bring them into the limelight. Ryan, we've got to make this happen. We could be about to unlock the Australian juggalo, muggalo world.
Dude, what we do is we become this guy Muggsy's West Coast representation.
And East Coast.
I mean, U.S., Western Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere representation, and we bring him over here. Yeah, we get him a slot this summer coming up.
Yes.
In, what's it called? Jug Fest? What's it called?
Gathering
of the Gathering of the Juggalos. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we already blew up the SoundCloud career. Now it
we
seems
did?
Like it could be on its way. Well, I mean, was anyone talking about Tekashi?
No. All right. No, he didn't. Yeah, that's true.
Blew up on our watch.
Yeah.
And now
that's
that
true.
His watch, his blow up is coming to an end, maybe Muggalo is our guy.
I can't. Tekashi came to our attention through an emailer.
Hmm.
And I keep going to, I don't know how to use SoundCloud, so I keep going to turn it down, and it just goes backwards in the song because I'm clicking on the wrong thing.
Oh, he's wearing a Yankee
Tekashi
hat in this picture, Facebook profile.
Oh, yeah, Yankee hat? Well, they travel, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's on his Facebook page. He's doing, like, Juggalo makeup.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's got Muggalo.
And then in the other picture, he kind of looks like Method Man, a.k.a. Cheese from The Wire. And IRL, I mean, he doesn't really look like that.
Yeah.
You scroll down.
Yeah.
He's a white dude with a goatee.
Well, he's got – a fan made this banner ad for me, so I will thank you. It looks like instead of keep calm, carry on. It's just a picture of a clip art microphone. It says, keep on rapping forever.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
I
couldn't agree more.
I got a hunch. Muggsy fans page.
Yeah?
Now, let's get him on the show first before we...
You're saying Muggsy fans, plural.
Well, I do see two different people, three different people here.
Yeah. Oh, having chats with them.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Muggsy.
Hey, he's this got 59 one's... likes.
Yeah.
Maybe we should interview them.
He's international. Like, this chick's from some, like, Poland or Russia or something. And funny to informing. That doesn't sound, that's like a bad translation. Oh, look, here's a picture of him. Got to meet. Scroll down to this, because Ed, you're the guy that knows that one Wu-Tang song. I don't know who these rappers are that he got to meet. I'll be honest. If you scroll down his Facebook page, Swifty McVeigh, D12 member.
Oh, maybe, you know who would probably know him? Kate, because she's Australian.
Obi Trice, real name, no gimmicks. I don't think that's his real name.
No.
Obi Trice is his real name.
Girl. Yeah, what's the, without me?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, he raps with Eminem.
You know that.
DJ Fatboy. E-40's touring DJ. I know E-40 because E-40's Captain Save-A-Ho.
No, but I know. In the beginning of the song, it says Obi Trice, real name, no gimmicks. And then Eminem goes into two Trailer Park Girls go around the outside, around the outside.
Yes,
you know that.
Yes.
That's what he says, real name, no gimmicks.
I need to be Cool Nuts. This guy's called Cool Nuts. He looks pretty cool. All these guys look cool. Like,
they are cool looking.
Up and coming Australian rapper Muggsy is connected. I wish we could have connected with him on Skype and had a chat with him.
He reached out to us, so he's clearly a big fan.
No. Well, you know what it is? It's bad producing on my part. I should have reached out yesterday because of the time difference. I should have reached out yesterday. Instead, because we had it inked, I just reached out like a few hours before the show and said, hey, I'm going to call you in a few hours. And then I don't think that was enough time, even because I was thinking, well, it's the middle of the day in Sydney where he is. So he would get the message, but maybe he's in the studio. Speaking of in the studio, joining us now
from the land of Muggsy
in this here studio, another Aussie, our very own Aussie. She comes on. She tells us what's happening in the world of pop culture. She probably knows this dude, Muggsy. They're both from the same country. I'm always like, hey, I saw an Australian at the grocery store. And she's always like, yeah. And I just assume they all know each other.
Yeah,
and
there's
like,
not that many of them. Nobody lives in the middle of the country.
Yeah. And we'll be like, I'll be like, hey, like we'll be out somewhere and somebody will be speaking with an Australian accent and I'll be like, hey, and I'll do like the head nod, like point towards them with my head. And I'll be like, hey, Australian person over there. But she makes no effort. She, matter of fact, she makes the opposite of an effort to interact with the people from her home country continent. And I think that's kind of rude. Anyway, you know who she is. She's our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. Fancy, how are you?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Kate.
You're making stories up about me. I interact with people from my homeland. Am I hearing that you didn't connect with rapper Muggsy?
No. From Sydney.
What about her?
Sido. So we'll try to get him. We'll try to reach out again. We would like to have a chat with Muggsy.
I don't know how long you were listening. I was looking at an interview of his, and he said his dream duo would be with Shaggy Two Dope.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my dream pairing as well. Muggsy and Shaggy Two Dope. Do my favorite. Oh, look. Grove Studio Music Business Skills Management Course 2012. INXS, Silverchair, Coldplay, Michael Jackson's Thriller, and much, much more have been done in this studio. Boom.
What studio?
I don't know, somewhere.
I'm very loud in my earphones.
Oh, you are? Well, they're cranked up. Mm-hmm. We have the same level on our earphones. Okay. Kate, what is going on? Oh, wait, hold on. Probably have an email or two to get to. Kate and team. I don't know about that nomenclature.
That sounds about right.
Kate and team.
Yay,
it's
team.
That time. It's that time of year again where we transition from gluttony wrapped in overt but feigned thankfulness to celebrating
the
cornerstone Christian value best exemplified by St. Nick's vaunted naughty and nice lists. Yes, we're talking about judgment. I'd like to indulge the cultural norms by shining a spotlight on the most egregious flaunting of first world privilege. Legal adults who willingly attached faux reindeer antlers to their station wagon, crossover SUV, or minivan. I've seen it.
Rudolph noses well, to the front.
Yeah,
of
that's
the grill.
On there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
While the only rational explanation for this is a Vincent Gigante-esque long con to establish a credible not guilty by reason of insanity defense for hypothetical future legal trouble, prevalence suggests a far more troubling indictment of American society. Yeah, it's called the death of shame. Since we're on the subject of reindeer, I'll leave you with this fact. The most dominant males can collect as many as 15 to 20 females to mate with.
Whoa.
A male will stop eating during this time and lose much of his body reserves. Maybe these reserves are the origin of No Nut November. No. Regardless, poor bastards are so committed to Wilt Chamberlain role-playing that they don't eat and slip into prolonged ketosis. With that level of masochism, it's no wonder reindeer were the species chosen to pull a fat man around the world in a sled. Merry Christmas. That is from Ryan.
That was very good.
That was a good email,
Yeah, no
Ryan.
Question. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, I see that. At least once a day, we
saw a Rudolph nose the other day on the way to school, and I told that was with the children, and I told them I was like, you know, hopefully natural selection will take those people.
Right.
I said that's a good way to spot a basic adult.
Yeah. Well, hopefully,
so, just trying to teach the kids to keep their eyes
hopefully
out.
Hopefully, because of that, they won't find someone to mate with.
Hopefully,
the one thing about those people, it's bad, and I don't know anyone who does it.
No,
but at least it's just one part of the year. There's somebody in my neighborhood because I see the car a fair amount who's got the eyelashes all the time.
Oh, I see that, like, and they make
it's
different
not good.
Eyelashes.
The antlers or the nose are problematic, but at least they're just really excited about a month a year. How about people who just like their whole. Their entire existence is like winking cars. What?
Yeah. Accessorizing your vehicle really at all is.
I mean, and that
extends
to vanity plates.
Yeah.
Like signaling to the person that pulls up behind you, like what you're about.
When I was Trojan like five fan. Or six, I was certain when I get older. I would get a vanity plate. Like, it seemed like really cool when you're a little kid.
There's still time. Ed.
Yeah. It's,
and I used to be like to my parents, why won't you get like our name on there? Why can't you do that? Like, no, right. We're not doing that ever. And now that I'm
the
older,
dailies.
Also, just want to flag people that put the flags of their sports team on both sides
Lakers.
Of the rear windows.
Yeah, well, we're
around.
Fine with that. We're fine with that. I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with
or
you.
Or like the American
well, I mean, unless
flag.
Unless those flags say Clippers or Angels. The Angels.
I think that I'm not connected anymore.
What do you mean?
Can't hear anything.
You can't? You had me turn you down. How about
I think
now?
You did something.
I didn't do anything.
Brian's always breaking stuff.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
A lot of
well,
feedback.
I had to touch the board.
I just don't think that I can't hear myself. Oh wait, I can't tell.
Okay. Either way, we can hear you. We got you here, over here.
Real professionals over here.
Well, I mean, everything's fine on my end. Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in fancy pop?
Well, besides the fact that I can no longer hear you in my cans, I have some news.
What's that news?
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Who likes to attempt to drown people with his water bottle.
Uh-huh.
Tied the knot.
He did.
To... 20 years younger, Israeli singer and model Daniela Pick. It was very beautiful. He met her when she was 26 during filming of Inglourious Basterds.
She's super hot.
I think 9 years ago, and yeah, and they just tied the knot.
She's super hot, and he looks like Jaws from Moonraker. And
is that like long hair that's all the same length, but like sweeps
and
back?
He really dyes it.
And then it's kind of like
like just dies the back of it. What is that?
Well, like the gray like grows out.
She's good looking.
She's super hot. Do you think he
was dating an ugly chick?
Do you think he consummated the marriage by fucking her feet on the wedding night?
He looks like he could be a woman if you give if you put makeup on him and some long hair. He's got
a very ugly woman. Yes. Well, anyway, congratulations
for him. Because. What, no matter what you say, dude is the fucking talent of all talents.
He's a fantastic director. I agree. I love all.
Okay, so let's place bets. Is he going to have a kid?
He's so fucking old.
Probably
he's
better
60.
To adopt.
Richard Gere.
If Richard Gere
is having a kid. He's 69,
almost 70. Can have a child.
I remember Tony Randall fathered a child at 78.
QT can have a kid.
Yeah. No, QT's 55.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Double
Nick. Tony Randall. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's 55. That's like
fine. I mean, you're right at the limit.
End of the spectrum. Yeah. Okay. What else?
Your sperm's getting old.
Old as fuck.
I
think Anthony Quinn put one in somebody at like 80 as well, but he was Greek.
I guess. Yeah. He's the mighty Quinn. Don't forget that.
Well, speaking of celebrity kids, Eddie Murphy welcomes his. What number child do you guys think this is? Brian might know.
I already know.
I'm going to say he is up to 8.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Just had his 10th child. Jeez.
Double digits. My man likes to fuck.
Antonio Crow Murphy. What is that?
He's really trying to disavow himself from that time. He just happened to be giving a transsexual hooker a ride home. On Santa Monica Boulevard.
I will say this about him. He looks great.
He does. Black don't crack.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it say the story how old
Ernie
he is?
Ernie Hudson doesn't look like Eddie Murphy.
That's true. I think Ernie Hudson hits the lung darts, though. At least all his characters
do. Yeah, that's true. Zedmore had heaters at all times.
Yeah.
I forgot Eddie Murphy has a kid with Spice Girl Mel B.
Yeah, randomly.
Angel.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll rock and fire. Like, he's pulling out.
So, his oldest is 29.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for you, Ed. He can afford him. Guy's fucking rich.
I got a 22-year difference on a sibling. We have a lot in common.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is... Well, I probably have that, too.
He's in college right now.
I have that, too. I have half siblings, but we weren't really raised...
No, I was a senior in college when she was born.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Dads will get out there and they'll ejaculate.
Spread their dusty old sperm.
Yeah, they love to come.
Speaking of dads, 50 Cent clearly not going for any Father of the Year awards.
Or Best Actor nominations based on his appearance in Den of Thieves.
What? He's subtle.
Or like Grammys. I was never feeling his music.
Go, shorty. Yeah. It's your birthday.
Anyway.
Party. Hey.
That album's good. That's
Fitty.
Another one of the worst things that Eminem's
5-0.
Done. Yeah.
Left a really kind of like bummer of a comment on an Instagram picture of his 21-year-old son, Marquise Jackson.
You rude, thoughtless little pig.
Who was hanging out with the son of one of his arch enemies.
Rick Ross?
His name's Supreme McGriff.
We really do live in...
Fitty wrote...
son of Fred?
If both of these little... N-words got hit by a bus.
That. Yeah. He did the A though.
He did N three stars S.
Oh.
Got hit by a bus. I wouldn't have a bad day.
Wow. That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
That's your blood, man.
I guess the bad blood between father and son goes back several years, stemming from the bitter relationship and divorce between Fiddy and Marquise's mother, Shaniqua.
Didn't he, like...
Who sued the rapper for $50 million, but the suit got tossed out, like, 8 years ago.
He also... There was a mysterious... They were separated, I recall, and she was living in his mansion that he bought from Mike Tyson in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And there was a mysterious fire.
Yes.
There? Did that ever get resolved? Because I feel like Fiddy was a suspect in that.
Okay, but ever since then, Fiddy and Marquise have taken shots at each other publicly on social meds.
Wow.
And in their music.
Oh, Marquise does bad music, too.
Marquise told us last year his dad's music sucks.
Go, shorty. Well, I don't disagree with him there. It's your birthday. Sip Bacardi.
So, an update. He's walked his words back a little bit, saying, I have no ill will towards anyone living on this earth. The people Shaniqua's son looks up to and he doesn't even say my son. Shaniqua's son looks up to and associates with is a reflection of the negative energy he embraces towards me. I paid his mother $1.36 million in support to afford him opportunities I never had. They just spent it. Over the years, I repeated, get a job. Now they have to figure it out.
Yeah, still asking for money. I mean, I see both sides. I see both sides.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I maybe. Maybe, I mean, maybe if you've been involved more as a dad.
Yeah.
As a dad. You can't have that relationship with your kid.
No.
It's always going to be on the dad.
Yeah.
That's true.
I will say, 50 Cent, after the mom, he did have a nice stretch with Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah.
That's right.
Her prime.
I think he fucked that up, though.
It didn't end well, but he...
sure didn't.
Vivica put him on Front Street for liking... For being into ass play.
Stuff to do with his butt.
What up, Telly Two Putts?
Okay, no inside jokes.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Hugh Hefner apparently dumped a casket full of his private sex tapes into the sea before he passed away, insiders have revealed.
It's heroic, because who the fuck would want to see that?
Well, that's kind of fucking littering the ocean.
Well, that is true.
He was terrified of the world finding out about everything about his past.
Yes.
He only shared a few of stories with his aides, but apparently there was a bunch of tapes shot on 8mm in Cinefilm, which were filmed during some of the orgies he enjoyed during the 70s. Oh,
you know that, like...
With some famous male movie stars.
Yeah. You know, like, Bob Culp was in there and...
Robert Wagner.
Tony Randall.
Yeah, I was going to say Wagner. Wagner is definitely involved. Hey, also, he's still dripping wet from after he put his foot on top of Natalie Wood's head, and he went right to that.
RJ Wagner's a secret homo, though. He totally. He was sucking the butler's dick.
Orgies involve a
and
lot.
And when they met, it was murder.
A lot of stuff. Marilyn Monroe was definitely in these movies as well.
Heart to heart.
Shut up.
Max.
Oh, right.
I'm Max.
So I think it sucks that he dumped all this stuff. Like, we should have been allowed to see this.
I don't want to watch Hugh Hefner.
I know Hugh Hefner... He did some good.
He wasn't that. He looked better when he was like younger.
Pretty gross, dude.
Yeah, I heard some stories with the broads that I mean it was later in life. I heard some stories.
Yeah, that whole sham with the I got three wives and they're all into me.
Yeah. I agree. What else, Kate?
A Tekashi 6ix9ine update.
Good news.
Looks like he's back. Gotten 4 years probation in his child sex case, which
probation.
Is what his lawyers were hoping for.
No, he already got that. He's due to be resentenced now because he got the 4 years. And then now that he's been arrested on racketeering charges, they want to resentence him on because he was supposed to keep his nose clean.
Oh, this is an old link.
Yeah, on that probation. And now they're going to re-sentence him.
Madonna continues her throwing shade at Gaga. She's reignited her feud with Lady Gaga with some major shade on the gram. The Material Girls singer has accused Gaga of copying her quote after a video surfaced of Gaga repeatedly using some quote that Madonna attributes to herself during Gaga's A Star Is Born, great movie, press tour. So again, I guess like the quote was that Gaga said on her tour, she said there can be 100 people in a room and 99 of them don't believe in you, but all it takes is one and it just changes your whole life.
Right.
Madonna's quote was, back in the day in the 80s. If there are 100 people in a room and 99 say they liked it, I only remember the one person who didn't. Not the same thing.
Not the same thing, and not original to Madonna also, either.
Right, calm down.
Yeah,
is she the first person to say 99 out of 100 for anything?
Right. Yes, exactly.
She's on the Mount Rushmore of like performers.
Is she going to go after Jay-Z? I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
She hasn't known all female pop music. She's
Madonna's totally desperately trying to stay relevant. So this isn't the first time the 60-year-old has accused Gaga of copying her. In 2011, she accused Gaga of replicating her song Express Yourself after the release of Gaga's song Born This Way. And Madonna then gave an interview and called Gaga reductive, which is pretty fucking rude.
Yeah. I mean, there's, I think early Gaga was definitely homage. Like there's lots of Madonna comparisons, but I don't think she'd even deny that.
Madonna's career is what it is. It's a tremendous career. But yeah, in terms of pure talent, Gaga
not even
is
close.
Way more
off
talented.
Off the charts.
Not even close.
And
in a lot of ways, that's a compliment to Madonna. Mm-hmm. She maximized what she was. She was the biggest star in the world.
Just a force of personality.
Yeah, I think Madonna's having a hard time probably dealing with her fading star.
Of course. She's 60.
And then
we can't call her lucky star.
In Gaga's Netflix documentary, she shot back saying, "The thing with like me and Madonna, for example, is that I admired her always and I still admire her no matter what she may think of me. The only thing that really bothers me about her is that I'm Italian and from New York, you know? So like if I've got a problem with somebody, I'm going to fucking tell you to your face."
Yeah.
But no matter how much I respect I have for her as a performer, I could never wrap my head around the fact that she wouldn't look me in the eye and tell me that I was reductive or whatever. Yeah. So sick burn.
Straight up. And let me just say this about Gaga. She's a fantastic performer, great philanthropist. She drives an El Camino, and she
does.
Yeah, and cool. She 100% could get it
from who?
Me, the D. She could get the
also, somebody get the let D from me. Stephanie know.
Yeah,
Stephanie
Germanotta, if you're listening.
When we were discussing the movie earlier, how about the Dice Man's turn?
So good. He's so good. He's so good.
And of course.
He's a good actor.
Sam Elliott's always great.
Fantastic also.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Great movie.
What else, Kate?
That's all my stories. That's my news roundup.
Apologies to Muggsy, the up-and-coming Sydney, Australia rapper.
I hope you come by, Muggs.
Yeah. We'll catch up with you next time. Excellent job all the way around. Yeah. My crew, Kate McManus.
We really did it up.
Well played.
How many shows before Christmas?
Great job. Well, here's the deal. Next week, we've got one banked that we've already recorded.
Oh, love that.
I guess we can go ahead and nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
Unless I fuck it up in the editing process. But next week, the Baller Lifestyle podcast review of Teen Wolf featuring close friend of the program, Jason Stewart.
Jay Stu.
So check that out.
Good times.
And then a couple more shows.
Then we're doing a holiday one.
Yeah, holiday. Oh, so we're going to do back-to-back movies.
Yeah, back-to-back movies.
Yeah, we have a Christmas movie lined up as well. Yeah. So until next time, for Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 246 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Reindeer antlers forever.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless.